relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Welcome back, friends. We have an incredible second hour for you today, and we're going to open it unusually with a guest. Usually, our first segments are for monologues, reactions to the day's news, but when we hear a former Marine want to come on the show, we heave to and we let them aboard America First. Today, it is the second serving congressman to endorse the candidate for president who became the 45th commander-in-chief. We are talking to none other than Representative Duncan Hunter from the 50th Congressional District in California. Can I call you Major Hunter?
you could, but just Duncan is fine.
All right, welcome aboard, Duncan. I love the fact that on your
Marine.
There's no such thing as an ex-Marine. There's just former Marines. And I love the fact that on your Twitter feed, follow him, Rep_Hunter. There is a fabulous photograph of you on the steps of the Capitol, flanked by about 20 Marines looking very, very smart. Looks like that photograph we saw yesterday from the ambassador's residence in the UK with the Marines looking after the president and the First Lady, a wonderful, wonderful photograph. Thank you for joining us today. Is it true you're the second person to endorse then-candidate Trump?
Yeah, second by about an hour. Chris Collins from New York was the first.
Were you annoyed when he pipped you to the post?
No, it was okay. I wanted more endorsements for the president.
Are you sad? How do you look at the last 2 years, Congressman Hunter?
I think it's been great. He's made so many changes, and he's done the things that he said he was going to do. I think the border is the last thing, and it's not for lack of trying. It's because of an overactive judiciary that's political and now a Democrat Congress. But the president's doing exactly what he said he would do, that's what's great to see.
That's rather unusual in this city. One of the highlights before I joined the White House, truly my career highlight, was to spend 2.5 years at the crossroads of the Marine Corps at Quantico, teaching the Leathernecks at the Marine Corps University and the War College. You are representing all our war fighters, not just the Marine Corps, which is allegedly, one of our oldest services, they say. Let's get into an argument with the Coast Guard later. But in the meantime, one of the most important things is making sure that we have the backs of our war fighters. Talk to us about what is happening. We had Sean Gallagher on the show yesterday. His brother, Eddie Gallagher, has been put through a court-martial based upon outrageous accusations that he murdered an al-Qaeda terrorist. Is this man going to see justice? Can you bring us up to date, Representative Duncan Hunter?
Yes, sir. I think he is going to have a fair trial if it goes to trial, but only because of all the attention that we've been able to present on this case. If you didn't have his brother on and Fox News didn't have his wife on and the American people didn't see what was happening, he would not have had a fair trial. He would have been railroaded by the Navy and faced life in prison for doing what the American people think that our warfighters are doing out on the battlefield. So Eddie Gallagher did 19 years, 8 tours, and it was an ISIS combatant. After we bombed a building, we killed a low of 50 ISIS fighters. That's the low number. The only survivor comes out. The Iraqis shoot the only ISIS survivor. Then they interrogate him on Al Jazeera TV, where he admits to being an ISIS fighter, and an indeterminable time later give him over to the Navy SEALs to basically die.
And then Eddie Gallagher, who is there, as you said, multiple tours with the SEALs in theater, actually gives him first aid, correct?
Gives him first aid along with two other SEALs. I've seen the video. Eddie says, "I've got him." He rips the guy's pant leg open so he can first fix the gunshot wound from the Iraqi shooting the ISIS terrorist. Then they go to work on his lungs because he's got what's called blast lung.
Yes.
And at the end of these pictures, you can see him. He's got needles in both sides of his rib cage. He's got a tracheotomy so he can breathe. And the guy died. And that's combat. And not a rare thing either. So the Navy railroaded him. I'll tell you, there's a guy named Derek Miller. Just spent 8 years in jail. The Army looked at his case again, brought it down to 20, and he was given immediate parole. Because during an interrogation, a Taliban fighter went for his gun. Derek shot him, killed him, went to jail for life because the Army said that the guy was that Derek Miller, who was a staff sergeant in the Army at the time, was wrong. So he faced life in jail. He just got released. We had a party for him here in the Capitol yesterday.
After eight years in jail.
After 8 years in prison for killing a terrorist. So you look at these cases, and here's the thing with these cases that we need to work on. One, that the military justice system, which is less fair than even our regular justice system, which I think is unfair. So the military justice system needs an overhaul. Number two, I can see why we've been in Afghanistan for 18 years. I can see why we've been in Iraq now for 16 years. It's because we're fighting with kid gloves. We're prosecuting our war fighters. Matt Goldstein is another great example. Special Forces, Green Beret, that was cleared of any wrongdoing, went on Fox News, talked about his case. The Army reopened his case. He's going to be on trial for premeditated murder with a sentence of life for killing an a known confirmed IED bomb maker that was on the kill list, but he killed him the wrong way. Because I have a new term that I've coined. It's called compassionate combat. That's what we're supposed to be doing now. The problem is, if you try to do compassionate combat, you never win a war.
Well, not only that.
That's the situation we're in.
Not only that, under the Obama administration, the lawyers were in charge of everything. I mean, you know, the rules of engagement were hostage to lawyers who weren't even in theater. However, let's be clear here, because I saw this from inside the White House, a strategist to the president. We have a president who understands what our military can do and who respects them and who has unleashed them. Remember, we were told by Obama that ISIS is a generational threat. We just have to get used to it. Within 5 months of us coming into the White House, we destroyed the physical caliphate, the war fighters of the Marine Corps, the Army, the Air Force, the Navy, the Coast Guard. We took the fight. So things have changed. I'm sure you, speaking to your former Marine colleagues who are still in theater and still in service, they have seen an inordinate increase in morale. Is that not true, Congressman?
Absolutely true, because you know that you're supported by the commander-in-chief.
Right.
Trump's primary role as president of the United States, and to have that support and know that the guy at the top has your back, that's a huge thing. The problem is the system is broken. Even under President Bush, I remember my last tour was Afghanistan in 2007. I was sitting next to a four-star general who was in charge of all the Afghan forces, all of them, the International Security Assistance Force. So he's the guy that pulled the trigger on dropping any kind of a bomb or shooting a missile off a Predator, right? He was in charge of everything, except that he wasn't. There was a lieutenant commander, Navy officer, lawyer sitting to my left who made the actual call.
Wow.
So unless you had troops in combat, which then you can bring any forces to bear – because you have American lives at stake in combat at that point in time. Unless that's the case, you turn to somebody, you go from a four-star general rank to a lieutenant commander in the Navy and ask her if you're allowed to strike the enemy. And that was 2007. So, I saw these changes happen when I was in Fallujah in 2004, to where it got much, much more restrictive rules of engagement, even under President Bush.
That's absolutely insane. In the last minute we have left with you, Congressman Duncan Hunter, what message do you have for Americans out there who aren't sure about what's going on the southern border? Do we have a crisis or not in just 30 seconds?
It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. And what I've been doing is going down with guys from like Pennsylvania and North Dakota and Wisconsin, people that don't see it. You'll see thousands of people a day coming across in droves asking for asylum. It's crazy. And they're all being released. It's nuts. There is an emergency, and we need to give Trump all the support he can, because if we don't fix this, America's gone.
You heard it right there. Former Marine Congressman Duncan Hunter. He knows what threats are. Follow him, Rep_Hunter. We need to deal with this. It's a crisis. Thank you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Next, my colleague from Salem Radio, the sage of South Central, none other than Larry Elder, with an incredible story you don't want to miss.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Have you requested your free white paper from Midas Gold Group on the 10 imminent threats to your finances? If not, I urge you, do it now. This report outlines shocking financial threats to your money and retirement investments, like the threat of our outdated electrical grid. As a national security advisor, I saw just how vulnerable our grid is to an attack. When the grid goes down, you can't access bank accounts, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, or bonds. This important white paper also covers ballooning national and corporate debt, the rise of China as an economic superpower, talks of eliminating cash, and the fractional reserve banking system. Call now for this white paper free to America First radio listeners. Call Midas Gold Group, 480-360-3000. Midas Gold Group is the preferred metals dealer of military veterans rated A+ with the BBB. Call now, 480-360-3000. 480-360-3000. Tell them Sebastian Gorka sent you.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. If you are a timeshare owner and you think back to the day you bought your little piece of heaven, it probably was a good thought. The reality now is that you probably never use your timeshare and have continued to pay those annual maintenance fees. We at Lone Star Transfer are here to help you get out of this ongoing burden in an effective, quick, and legal way. We have over 8,000 happy customers to prove it. Call us today for a free, no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863 or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
Studies show Americans are getting less sleep than ever. Think about it. How did you sleep last night? At Boll & Branch, your sleep is all we think about. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. 5 years ago, my wife Missy and I set out to give you the best sleep of your life by creating the softest, most comfortable sheets in the world. But don't take my word for it. Our products have thousands of five-star reviews and are loved by 3 U.S. presidents. Every Boll & Branch product is designed with you in mind. From our signature soft sheets to our cozy throws to our plush towels. We even label the long and short sides of our fitted sheets so it's that much easier to make your bed. We want you to love your Boll & Branch purchase, so we give you a 30-day risk-free trial. And right now, you'll get $50 off your first set of sheets plus free shipping at BollAndBranch.com with promo code CALM. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code CALM to get $50 off. BollAndBranch.com, promo code CALM.
Facebook and Google, do you think they value your privacy? It's actually the opposite. Big tech companies make a lot of money from your personal data. Gmail by Google, along with Yahoo, AOL, and other free email providers, have a history of scanning mailboxes and delivering targeted ads within those accounts. There's no such thing as a free lunch. Somebody has to pay, and you're paying with your personal private information. Ronald Reagan would not stand for this. He believed your freedom and your privacy were individual rights that came from God and were protected by our Constitution. Take back your God-given right to privacy now. Get a Reagan email address at reaganprivacy.com. Unlike other mail providers, they don't scan or record your emails. A Reagan email address costs as little as $33 a year. That's only 9 cents a day. Plus, get 2 free bonus months when you sign up now. Get your Reagan email address today at reaganprivacy.com. That's reaganprivacy.com. Welcome back, friends. We are just going from one incredible guest to another. A whole hour with none other than John Batchelor, the master of the long form, then Congressman Duncan Hunter, combat veteran, a man who wants to see our troops get the justice that they deserve and not to be the victims of political correctness. And now, as the man in charge of all things Salem, Ed Atzinger, says, we have a faculty here at Salem, and we have another member of the faculty. The one and only, the sage of South Central. He is known as Larry Elder. Larry, welcome to America First. Larry.
Dr. Gorkut, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, look, I can think of no one better to prepare for Father's Day with than Larry Elder. Follow him at elderstatement.com, larryelder.com, and also on Twitter. You have a pretty, I don't know who does it for you if you do it yourself, but your Twitter and your Instagram game, Larry, it's out there. It's pretty good.
Well, thank you. 100% of my tweets and my posts on Instagram are all mine, 100%. I've never had anybody else post anything.
Oh, wow. Well, that is all the more impressive. Let's get straight to the point. It's almost Father's Day, and I've heard the story that you've told about your father many, many times. It's an incredible, incredible story. You turned it into a book. The book is a lot like me. Can you just share with us, as briefly as you can, your relationship with your father and that momentous day when you went back to find him and how it all changed, Larry?
Sure. I have two brothers, Dr. Gorka, and none of us like my father. In fact, I couldn't stand the SOB. I thought he was cold. I thought he was mean. I thought he was unapproachable. I didn't like the fact that he spanked us. I thought he spanked us too often, too hard. So I intensely disliked him. Unfortunately, he starts a little cafe when I'm about 10 years old, so all of us have to work for him. And working for him was even worse. He would yell at you sometimes if you got something wrong, and I always got things wrong. So now I'm 15 years old, worked for him for 5 years, and I told myself the next time he yells at me, I'm going to walk out. I should have said the next time he yells at me, I'm going to sit him down and I'm going to say, see here, you and me, mano a mano, I expect to be treated better. But I was afraid of my father. So my act of defiance was simply to walk out of the restaurant, which was a huge act of defiance. My dad came home that night. He was furious. He said, why did you leave? And this was an act of defiance. I said to my father, I got sick and tired of the way you spoke to me. My father reached into his pocket. He pulled out the $10 that he paid me a day. He balled it up as I lay on my bed, threw it at me. He walked out of my bedroom. We did not have a conversation, Dr. Gorka, for 10 years.
Wow.
Fast forward, I'm now 25 years old. I've gone to law school. I passed the Ohio bar, the California bar, major job at a major law firm in Cleveland. I should be living large. I can't sleep. And I know it has something to do with my relationship with my father. Not that I ever thought we'd be friends, but I called my secretary. I said, cancel all my appointments. I'm flying to L.A. I'll be back in a couple of days. I didn't tell my parents I was coming because I didn't want my dad to prepare for this meeting. I walk into the restaurant, two big bags. My dad was surprised to see me, of course. He said, should I put your bags in the back? I said, no, Dad, I'm going to be here for 5 or 10 minutes. I want to tell you something. I was going to tell him what an SOB I thought he was. I figured he'd tell me I was an ungrateful son. 5 minutes, out the door, at least maybe I'd be able to sleep. So the man sat down, and for a half hour, I told him everything he'd ever done, every whipping, every spanking, every slight. And finally, I was out of ammo. After a half hour, my dad looked at me, and he said, "Is that it? You stopped speaking to me for 10 years because of that?" And I said, "Yeah." And it's the first time I saw my dad cry. I didn't think the man could summon tears. He said, "Let me tell you about my father." And I thought he was going to tell me about this guy named Elder. It turns out Elder is not his biological father. I said, "Who is your biological father?" He said, "I have no idea." I said, "You never met him?" He said, "No. His mom was illiterate, had a series of boyfriends, each one more irresponsible than the one before. My dad comes home at the age of 13, quarrels with his mom's then boyfriend. She sides with the boyfriend, throws my father out of the house, never to return. A 13-year-old black boy, Athens, Georgia, Jim Crow South, at the beginning of the Great Depression." I said, "My goodness, then what did you do?" And for the next 8 hours, he told me about his life. And he talked about how he joined the Marines after Pearl Harbor. He became a staff sergeant on Guam. He returned to Chattanooga, where he had met and married my mom. After having been a cook in the military, he wanted to get a job as a cook. He was told by restaurant after restaurant after restaurant, "We don't hire any N-words." He goes to an unemployment office. The lady says, "You went through the wrong door." He goes out to the hall. He sees colored only, goes through that door to the very same lady who sent him out. My dad came home and told my mom, "This is BS. I'm going to California," where I had been as a Pullman porter before I joined the Marines. My dad came out here to L.A., where I am right now, walked around for 2 days, and every restaurant tells him, "You don't have any references." My dad finally said, "I work for free. Just give me a reference." They wouldn't do that. He was treated the same way in L.A. as he was in Chattanooga. They were just a little more polite about it. My dad goes to the unemployment office, this time just one door, takes the first job he can, which is cleaning toilets. He did that for 10 years at a company called Nabisco, then found another bread company where he also cleaned toilets for 10 years, cooked for a family on the weekend, and went to night school to get his GED. Dr. Gorka, the man never slept. That's why he was so cranky all the time. You sleep 1-2 hours a day, not day after day, week after week, but month after month, year after year, walk into a house with 3 rambunctious boys. How are you going to feel? So, 8-hour conversation, my dad is getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I'm getting smaller and smaller and smaller. Finally, I said to my father, "I am so sorry I judged you so harshly." And my dad said, "Larry, don't be. You didn't know. Just follow the instructions I've always given you and your brothers. Hard work wins. You get out of life what you put into it. You cannot control the outcome, but you are 100% Larry in control of the effort. And before you whine about what somebody did to you, go to the nearest mirror and say, what could I have done to change the outcome? And finally, no matter how good you are, bad things will happen. How you deal with those bad things will tell your mother and me if we raised a man." And that's what the book is all about, the 8-hour conversation that we had. The title, a lot like me, because after my dad and I began sharing stories about our lives, I realized this SOB is a lot like me.
All right, we are talking to Larry Elder and his incredible story that brings a tear to the eye about his father and reconciliation. It's in his book, A Lot Like Me. You can get it right now. In the last minute we have in this segment, you've agreed to stay for one more, and I thank you. Give us the message. What is the message of the book? It's an incredible story, but what's your message, Larry Elder?
Right. Well, there are lots of messages. I think the most profound one is raising a child is a hard, hard job. He's not always going to love you. Your job is not to be his buddy. Your job is to inculcate the appropriate values so he can be a responsible adult. And that's what my parents were doing. I just didn't understand it. The second message is when the old man is still alive, you have time to pick up the phone, drive, and reach out. You'll be surprised that he's not the guy you thought he was. He might have evolved. You might have evolved. You both might have evolved, but there's nothing you can do to repair a fractured relationship when he's in the ground. While he's still around, reach out and try to reconnect. You'll be surprised at what happens.
Don't wait. Do it. We are talking to the Sage of South Central, my fellow faculty member here at the Salem Radio Group. He is Larry Elder. Follow him at Larry Elder. More with me and Larry after the break. Don't touch that dial.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. New tax reform guidelines have increased the success of the Fresh Start Initiative. Pay attention. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Tax Problem Solvers at 1-800-928-7418. 1-800-928-7418. You'll speak to tax experts that will analyze your tax matter and tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Ignoring the IRS is not an option, and doing so puts you at greater risk. Let us deal with the IRS on your behalf so you don't have to. New guidelines have made it easier to qualify for a fresh start, but this won't last, and your tax problem will only get worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It makes a big difference in who you call. Contact the hotline today for a free six-step guide to reduce your taxes. 1-800-928-7418. That's 1-800-928-7418.
When it comes to your pain, many of you might be skeptical, like I was, about ordering Relief Factor. Pat Boone again for this wonderful 100% drug-free supplement designed to help your own body lower or eliminate occasional aches and pains due to aging, exercise, everyday living. I'm not skeptical any longer. The three-week quick start is now discounted to only $19.95. Why don't you let us see if we can get you out of pain, too, at ReliefFactor.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts to one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Hi, it's Hugh Hewitt for PatriotMobile.com. I've always been urging you to switch from whatever cell phone carrier you have to PatriotMobile.com because PatriotMobile.com is the only conservative cell phone company out there. I also want to stress, you'll be joining the consumers who are saving up to $1,200 a year by switching to Patriot Mobile. Yeah, you made the move originally. You've been thinking about it because you want to support the Heritage Foundation. You want to support the NRA. You want to support all the great conservative causes that PatriotMobile.com supports. And you like the fact that PatriotMobile.com is veteran-led by my friend, the former fighter pilot, Moby. You like the fact that it's grown so big so fast because millions of Americans want every one of their dollars to go either to good consumer services or to good conservative causes. That's PatriotMobile.com. Talk and text plans start as low as $25 a month. Don't wait another day. You know you should make the switch. You know you should give it a try like I have. Visit them today. Veteran-led, PatriotMobile.com. That's PatriotMobile.com.
And unlock the phone. And we are back. This is America First with me, Sebastian Gorka, on the Salem Radio Network from ReliefFactor.com studios. Our phone number here is 833-33-GORKA. Yes, you get to call in next, 833-334-6752. But first, we have to return to my colleague, fellow faculty member here at the Salem Radio Network, Larry Elder, the sage of South Central. Follow him on Twitter, at Larry Elder. His incredible story is in his autobiography, A Lot Like Me, a story of reconciliation with a father after many, many years of separation. You are the fastest talking man in radio, Larry.
No, Ben Shapiro is.
but the stuff that you say actually sticks. Ben does Mach 3, and I love him, and he's smart. But you are actually intelligible for 3 hours on radio, and you squeeze in 6 hours worth of information. So I'm still trying to walk in your shoes and follow your footsteps.
I get paid by the word. So I squeeze them all in.
I got to get your agent, Larry. I think I know who it is, by the way. Okay, Larry, let's jump to the current political environment. The insanity, the Trump derangement syndrome, isn't lessening. The lies about Russia collusion are not abating. I want to get to the truth of one issue. I cannot believe that the silent majority that swept this man into the White House hasn't grown in the last 2 years, hasn't become even larger just based upon the economy, on unemployment. Mm-hmm. And I cannot believe that does not also impact positively on the black community in America. Is the black community grateful? Do they see how the Democrat plantation is being broken up around them? What's your take, Larry? You have to have a feel for this.
Absolutely. Something is happening, and that something is a growing number of blacks are looking at the Democratic Party and what the Democratic Party has done to destabilize the family with the welfare state. The Democratic Party has done with porous borders by having a lot of illegal aliens, many of whom have no real skills, competing against unskilled blacks and browns in the inner city. And Donald Trump wants to give parents the power to get their kid out of an underperforming government school into another school through vouchers. So for those three reasons alone, the economy, doing something about illegal immigration, allowing parents choice in education, a lot of blacks are rethinking their allegiance to the Democratic Party. Now, the NAACP puts it at around 21% of blacks who now support the president. That would be almost three times the amount that President Trump got in 2016. Other polls put it even higher. No matter what it is, it's substantially higher than it was when the president first got elected. And I think a growing number of blacks are looking at the Democratic Party and saying, these guys are offering platitudes, are offering handouts, and these things make us more dependent on government, less self-sufficient. We need to stop thinking like victims. A growing number of young people like Candace Owens, are allowing a lot of black people to rethink their assumptions and not be called sellouts for having done so.
Larry, if that's true, if it's just 21% or potentially more, that's historic. To have a conservative candidate double or treble their support from the black community, that's a game changer, isn't it?
Absolutely. And the Hispanic community as well. Don't think that Hispanics, just because they're Latino, don't care about porous borders. They do as well. I think we're going to be surprised at the amount of support from Hispanics that Donald Trump is getting. So I believe he's going to get reelected primarily because it still is the economy stupid, as Bill Clinton famously told us in 1992. It is still the economy stupid. And this economy is rocking and rolling.
Yeah, we've got a minute left. Larry, you are the arch communicator. You have all the facts at your fingertips, but you know how to communicate. You're in that Reagan-esque mold. What do we have to do right? What is missing from GOP communications, from the conservative media complex, as it is talk radio, in the last 14 months? What do we have to concentrate on, Larry?
We need to stay the course, concentrate on the economy, concentrate on the judges that the president has been able to get nominated. More judges in 2 years than any other president in recent times.
Yes.
We should be talking about that. We should be talking about the fact that the president wants to do something to ensure that people get a quality education. Betsy DeVos supports vouchers. 80% of inner city parents want the ability to take their kid out of a bad government school and put their kid into a better school. For that reason alone, people ought to rethink their allegiance to the Democratic Party.
Wise words indeed. That's why they call him the sage of South Central. He is Larry Elder. Larry Elder, don't be a stranger. This is fun. I used to be on your show every week. Let's do this again.
It sounds great. And the book, by the way, can be gotten on Amazon.com. It's called A Lot Like Me, Amazon.com.
A Lot Like Me. You heard it. Available right now. And follow this man, ElderStatement.com. Great, great title. And at Larry Elder. Thank you, Larry. Back to your calls here on America First, 833-33-GORKA. That is 833-334-6752. Coming to you from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, a completely natural, non-pharmaceutical supplement that relieves pain at source and provides you a boost of energy. I take it. So does Larry Elder. So does Hugh Hewitt. Dennis Prager, the whole faculty takes it. Why? Because it works. You heard me. I was moving house last week, had a pain in my left knee. I'd run out of relief factor, couldn't find it. My engineer, Leroy, gave me a hit of this natural combination of curcumin, omega-3 fish oils, resveratrol. Within 50 minutes, I was back to work. No pain. It is real. Tens of thousands of our listeners are getting the similar relief every single day. You could be one of them. The three-week quick starter pack costs less than $20, $19.95. You owe it to yourself. Go to relieffactor.com. See the testimonials from across the country. Become one of our success stories. This is America First. Your calls on 833-33-GORKA. That is 833-334-6752. And you can write to us at our website, sebgorka.com. SEBGORKA.com. Don't touch that dial.
Hi, this is Alexander Green, Chief Investment Strategist for the Oxford Club. Just for a moment, I'd like you to picture the perfect stock. No doubt it would have hundreds of billions in revenue, more than IBM, Facebook, and Google. It would probably be a leader in cutting-edge technology like smartphones and robotics. It would be on the verge of dozens of blockbuster announcements. But most of all, it would be ultra-cheap, trading at less than $3 a share. Now, it may seem crazy that such a stock exists, but it does. It's a cutting-edge tech company that has made deals worth hundreds of millions of dollars with Nokia, Microsoft, and Cisco, and a $29.2 billion deal with Apple. It's set to create 50,000 new jobs right here in America, and Donald Trump even calls it the eighth wonder of the world. Yet you've likely never even heard of the stock. Why? Because it trades under a secret name. To find out why the secret $3 stock can help you retire, simply go to OneStockRetirement.com. That's OneStockRetirement.com.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. Home Advisor can help get you started. Home Advisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. Home Advisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
Home Advisor.
Are you hiring? Do you know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job in one place isn't enough to find quality candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the top job sites. And now you can. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 100-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. Quickly screen candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by over 400,000 businesses. And right now, listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/America. That's ZipRecruiter.com/America. One more time. To try it for free, go to ZipRecruiter.com/America.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Snowflakes got you down. Had enough of Nancy and Chuck? Well, the doctor is in the house. Coming at you live, America First, with Dr. G.
Never let those snowflakes get you down. If you think about it, they have nothing to get you down with. They're the ones who live for hatred. We're the ones who live for love. Love of what? Love of country. That's why we're here on America First with incredible colleagues and guests like John Batchelor and Larry Elder, who warn us, and they are so right, that 2016 was just the beginning. 2020 is when we close the deal on making America great again. That's why the next elections are just as important as were the ones that propelled Donald Trump into the White House. Everything's on the table, even your health care. The Democrats want to take control of your health care away from you with their Medicare for All plan. It will literally steal monies from your accounts to give to those who haven't paid a dime into the system. Don't let them, don't let AARP get away with their evil plan. Instead, I implore you, join AMAC. AMAC is the organization that will stand up for your rights and protect your individual health care. Go to GorkaForAMAC.com. That is GorkaForAMAC.com. GorkaForAMAC.com. Or if you want to call them, just write this number down, 855-624-4824. That is 855-624-4824. They are on your side, and they'll fight for your health care. Portions of America First are proudly brought to you in part by the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC. Let's go straight to your calls. Line 2, Ed in Florida. Welcome to America First.
Hi, Doctor.
Hi.
No one ever talks about what Obama did to the higher-ups in the military. How he, if they weren't woke, he forced them out. We lost a lot of good people over his tenure as president.
We did. We did. And those who stayed, even people like Petraeus, who was sold to us as the epitome of a general officer, they became absolute yes men. They became exemplars of groupthink. So a lot of damage. I saw it. I was in the system for 6 years teaching the U.S. military. A lot of political damage was done to our officer corps, especially at the higher echelons. It's going to take some time to undo that, Ed, but it can be done. It can be done.
I certainly hope it can be, because it seems like it's going to be a pretty hard task once you get rid of the men with all the knowledge.
Yeah, I mean, it's the General Officer Corps. I mean, look at we were celebrating D-Day with John Batchelor. Look at the guys who were generals back then. Those guys, whether it's a Patton and Eisenhower, they wouldn't get past 04 in today. They wouldn't get past, you know, major, let alone colonel in the current military here. Iconoclast people who are forward-leaning, who hated groupthink and political correctness. So, yeah, Ed, a lot of work to do, but I think having an iconoclast as commander-in-chief like Donald Trump, that's the way to go, and it shows the example. Let's go to Mammy, line 1, Columbus, Ohio. Mammy, welcome to America First.
Hello, Dr. Gorka. Wonderful show. It's a nickname, Mamie.
Like Mamie. All right. Welcome, so, Mamie.
I was listening to, at first I thought, is that Larry Elder? And then he mentioned about his grandfather's last name.
Yes.
And I thought, what a tragic upbringing, because I had the best dad ever walking, and with 5 brothers and a sister, he loved all of his kids, treated us, you know, and told each of us to, you know, take care of one another, look after one another, be good. We're Catholic, you know, and we're told to love one another. So we had the best upbringing. Both he and my mom were just wonderful. So I felt so bad for Larry Elder. I thought, goodness gracious, but he finally made amends with him, huh?
Yes, he did. And he waited for him all day, waited for him in that little cafe, and then they came together. Yeah. He explained to him why he was the way he was, and that's why Larry had that very important conclusion. Your father's not there to become your buddy. He's there to show you how to be a man.
Right. And my dad, he loved his daughters. My sister and I we played catch with him and played with his model trains and my brother's model trains and everything. Just treated like one of the guys, but gently, you know. But
still your dad. Still your dad. Thank you, Mamie, for the call. Let's stay with Larry. Line 3, Russ, Louisville, Kentucky. Welcome aboard. Russ, are you there?
How you doing?
Good. Russ, this is where you start talking.
What's for the conservative?
You're breaking up. Are you moving in a vehicle?
Left.
Hello, Russ. Are you mobile?
I am.
okay, you need to pull over, don't endanger yourself, and let's get to a place where we can actually hear you. Russ, what do you want to share with the listeners here in America First?
Okay. I was wanting to see if you or somebody on Fox News could do a segment on the importance of the Electoral College and why it is set up the way it's set up. You know, to get people are so used to having a popular vote for a prom queen, for, you know, team captain and such things of that, and they don't truly understand why you don't want the popular vote in a national election.
Yeah, I think, I can't remember, who is it? We had a guest recently, Russ, who explained to us the significance. Oh, it was from Heritage. It was one of our guests from Heritage. It was either David Azarad or Arthur Millick who explained the significance of the Electoral College. But you're absolutely right. You know, the direct democracy of Athens can lead and often did lead to mob rule, because if 51% of the population says kill 49% of the population, well, that's what direct democracy, you know, mob rule is institutionalized. The the founding fathers were geniuses. They made sure that large conglomerations, urban centers, could not dominate and control the future of everybody else. So, Russ, thank you for calling. We'll get somebody back on. We'll as we get closer to the election, we'll talk about that again, because some people want to undermine that, and that will lead to the collapse of everything that we fight for. Friends, if you're feeling run down and don't have the energy that you used to, it may be because you're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. I met Dr. Douglas Howard and heard his fascinating story of Balance of Nature and decided to take the step and immerse myself into the Balance of Nature world. Actor, entertainer, and my New York radio host colleague Joe Piscopo is an avid fan of Balance of Nature. Listen to him with regards to what you can expect.
Dr. Gorka, one thing I think you're going to notice is that your skin looks better, feels better, and if you're prone to, like, getting colds early or you have food allergies, all those are going to be helped by Balance of Nature.
Thank you, Joe. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. But you've got to use my secret code. Yes, G-O-R-K-A at checkout. Go to balanceofnature.com or call their number 800-246-8751. That number again, 800-246-8751 or balanceofnature.com, and use the discount code Gorka. I take my Balance of Nature fruits and vegetables every day. You should too. You won't regret it. More of your calls here on America First next.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. New tax reform guidelines have increased the success of the Fresh Start Initiative. Pay attention. There's a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Tax Problem Solvers at 1-800-928-7418. 1-800-928-7418. You'll speak to tax experts that will analyze your tax matter and tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Ignoring the IRS is not an option, and doing so puts you at greater risk. Let us deal with the IRS on your behalf so you don't have to. New guidelines have made it easier to qualify for a fresh start, but this won't last, and your tax problem will only get worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It makes a big difference in who you call. Contact the hotline today for a free six-step guide to reduce your taxes. 1-800-928-7418. That's 1-800-928-7418.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into
one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce your interest and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Straight back to your calls, JR in Columbus, Ohio. Welcome to America First, or rather, welcome back, JR.
Well, thank you, Dr. G. Just to start off before my question, I wonder how George S. Patton would do on CNN today.
Oh, my gosh. Do you imagine if he stepped into the building, the whole building would burst into flames, wouldn't it?
I'm a huge history buff. We have... So my father was infantry in Korea, and my grandfather was infantry in World War II, and not on D-Day. But my question to you is, have you ever been to the American Cemetery in Normandy? Because there's only two times in my life that I've been speechless, which is shocking for me, and one was my dad's funeral, and one was the American funeral. American Cemetery in Normandy.
I have not had the honor. I was invited by Salem to be at the D-Day commemorations tomorrow in France. I have a commitment here. You'll hear about it on Friday when I'm broadcasting from another location, but I have yet to go, but I wish to go.
It is a moving experience.
I'm sure.
And when you see those cliffs that those rangers had to climb, I can't believe any of them lived. I really can't. I can't believe any of them lived.
I mean, just think about it. I mean, if you look at the imagery, and I think apart from small technical details, the representation from Spielberg's film Saving Private Ryan, just the idea that you're jumping off unarmored vessels into water... As you have gun emplacements, you have fully automatic weapons, you have barricades on the beaches, and you have nothing. You have an M1 rifle and maybe some grenades, and that's all you have. It truly was the greatest generation.
I don't disagree, and thank you so much for your love of this country, and always good to hear your voice.
Well, great to have you on the show, JR. Don't be a stranger. That's JR from Columbus. Thank you for calling. We need to remember always what those brave men did for us. Not just those who survived, but those who gave the final greatest measure for us on those beaches in Normandy. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We will be back with Jennifer Horn from California talking about an incredible event that we went to together in Los Angeles at the weekend. And then... the crazy developments in the People's Republic. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. If you haven't done so already, please exploit mercilessly the incredible discounts my friend Mike Lindell is providing you uniquely, our listeners, at his website, mypillow.com. The best pillows that are out there, the best bed sheets, Egyptian cotton, and the biggest discounts. But only for you because you listen to this show. Go to mypillow.com and use my name, G-O-R-K-A. Or call them 800-829-8468. That number again, 800-829-8468. But you have to use my code, G-O-R-K-A. Back with special guests, your calls, and my analysis from the ReliefFactor.com studios of the Salem Radio Network. Don't touch that dial.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I had a lot of credit card debt, and I couldn't pay my bills. I was feeling so bad. I got to a point where I needed some help. So I reached out and contacted Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They were able to take all of my different payments and put them all together.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts to one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges. Reduce reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
And they were actually able to work with my creditors. I've been able to pay off close to $15,000 in the last 18 months.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Stephanie, and I'm debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.